Sister Complex. I studied in her shadow. Who needed the voice of Vogue? I flipped the pages of Valinda. The icon of my prepubescent angst, she was everything in my father's eyes. I was not. She came here via the Sahara of my mother's slopes, progressed through life trippingly, doe-eyed, stacked with devout determination and purpose. She could write, she could run, she could cook, she could dance, she could sing. Lord have mercy, could she sing? She could cook, she could sew, she could dream, she could travel. Did I mention she could run? Nah, she could fly. Faster and higher than anyone I have ever known. You know, I never stopped to ask the question why she could fly. She just knew, and her world was seamless. Satin went rough in her presence. I remember slipping there into her closet, hoping to discover at least one run or to see if one shoe heel were crooked or krill. They were painfully perfect, as if she walked on stratus clouds by day and traveled with agility as shooting stars in her dream. It was this day I knew I would never be her. Play with the defect of one leg 1/8 inch too short, and my shoes live hard in the wearing. Her Afro-wearing beauty was in sync with the 60s. Black and Latino brothers used to fall listless from trees. Just to talk, just to walk, just to vibe off this Nubian goddess. And her beauty was world music. And you could hear the congas, the shakeres, and the kalimbas in each step. And each step was a song. It was she who first called Africa to me, lifting me up out of my dogged Buster Brown blues, aligning vertebrae after vertebrae, taking me there to the motherland, for it loved her, for it adorned her at birth with the marks of beauty, with the cowrie shell regalness, until she married dusk and wore indigo as her cloak. Under this dark wing, she created a legion of teenage women called the Afroettes, dancing African in the 60s to a world who had never loved black. These multi-brown women taught me well. I inhaled their ebony onyx auras. I excelled their smoky essence, yes, to be clothed in African robes and bend my back to God and the ancestors. But the entrance age was 12, and I was only 9. Now when people see me under the lamplight on the corner of poetry and prose, they don't know I am not just singing my song. I am 9, and I've been joined by a tribe of dancing women who manage in this life not to give over to Vogue, Cosmo, the silver TV screen. I owe the aspiration of my hips to my sister, who held a space for me, a coming out, coloring me beautiful with her brown rays, teaching me a ritual, a study, a standard of beauty, not outside of myself.